you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. One of the trending stories that I didn't spend a lot of time talking about in this past hour is the explosion that took place in Beirut, Lebanon. If you see some of the video on Twitter and such, it is a remarkable explosion. There was one person that was shooting video that looked like they were at least a mile or two away and got blown off their boat with the force of what came back at them. But whatever is happening there is certainly something to be watching. And if we find out more about what caused it, et cetera, we will no doubt be talking about it in the days to come. But my thoughts and prayers are with the Lebanese people. By the way, I know some folks that are doing some great work there. And if you want to help some people that are in need after that, 888-211-5944 is a number where you could call. Heart for Lebanon is the name of the group, and they're feeding refugees that are there that have been displaced from the Syrian war, and they'll be helping people on the ground there as well. 888-211-5944. Now, I didn't get a chance to really sound off on a lot of the poll stories that I saw today. I do have them all posted on Twitter, by the way. But I was just starkly reminded of something when I saw Abigail Maroney's Twitter post, and I retweeted it. It's been 41 days as of yesterday. So 42 days today. It's been 42 days since the primary vote was taken in New York City, New York State. And the primary votes still have not been officially released. Now, there's a lot of discussion about what to do for the national election. Are you willing to wait 42 days after election night to find out the winner? This is what Joe Biden and the Democrats want to do. They want to turn this, what you're going through right here in New Jersey and New York, because primaries have been held in both states, and it's weeks later, we still don't know. Can you imagine doing that on the national level? Better not. You want to sow discord and mistrust in this election like you've never seen before? Try to pull that. It could be the start of a civil war. And there's reasons why we may not even need to. Trump has registered more new voters than Democrats in nearly every swing state in terms of just new voters to the polls. That is a story out of Axios today, not one of the conservative sites. Mainstream news aggregator Axios reporting that the Trump campaign registering more new voters than Democrats in the swing states. So interesting. Good day for the president. 51% approval. He's kept 85 promises. Middle of a pandemic and violence in Democratic cities. And on this day in 2012, Obama was at 44 and got overwhelmingly reelected. I'm Kevin McCullough. See you next time.